Welcome to episode 351 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This month, we are exploring the role of women in God's Word and celebrating the female voices of the past who have paved the way for women to enjoy a fuller life with which to serve the Lord. The Old Testament is full of scripture commanding the respect of children for both mother and father. In fact, this is such a basic principle that it's one of the 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the book of Proverbs, the duty of reverence, love, and obedience of sons to their mothers is emphasized repeatedly. Inheritance contracts from the ancient world state that children who cared for their mothers would get an inheritance, while children who dishonored their mother would be disinherited. This aligns with biblical texts that exhort children to honor their mothers and find pride in them. According to Henry Cloud and John Townsend, mothering is the most significant, demanding, and underpaid profession around. We strongly believe that God ordained the specialness and importance of mothering. Honor your mother and your father is a recurring theme throughout the entire Bible. A hymn to the Babylonian goddess Gula describes a woman's life cycle as a daughter, bride, spouse, and housekeeper. The most significant role of a woman, however, went without saying: motherhood. The unstated significance of bearing children is highlighted in the tradition of giving a dowry and bride price. Both payments were not due in full until the birth of the first child, emphasizing the fact that a woman's ability to bear children was of utmost importance. The Bible demonstrates the importance of motherhood through barren women narratives. Rachel, for instance, sobs in Genesis 30 verse 1, "Give me children or I shall die." Ironically, she does die in giving birth to her second child. Barrenness brought with it mental and emotional trauma, along with the social alienation of not fulfilling an expected social role. We know about Sarah's struggles with infertility. She was 90 years old when she finally gave birth to Isaac, the son of promise. What is less known is that Isaac's wife, Rebecca, also struggled to have children. Isaac was 40 years old when he was married, but it takes 20 years for the couple to have their children, twin boys, Esau and Jacob. Women could pursue means of curing their barrenness via magical and medical practices. Babylonian texts suggest herbal preparations that could be used to unblock the womb. Perhaps this belief influences Rachel, who turned to mandrakes, a plant thought to provide fertility. Women could also become mothers in other ways. Sarah gives her handmaid Hagar to Abraham so that she may build up a family through her. This practice is akin to how we might understand surrogate motherhood today. Adoption was also a possibility. We see many examples of adoption in the Bible, from Pharaoh's daughter adopting Moses, to Mordecai adopting his younger cousin Esther, to Joseph of Nazareth adopting Jesus. And Ephesians 1 verse 5 talks about God adopting us into his family. Still, motherhood was seen as the ultimate fulfillment of a woman's destiny in biblical times. And indeed, being a mother is an important role that the Lord chooses to give to many women. A Christian mother is told to love her children, in part so that she does not bring reproach on the Lord. The Bible often compares a mother's love for her child to God's love for his people. Take Isaiah 66, verse 13, for example. "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." Children are a gift from God. Psalm 127 verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb a reward." In Titus 2 verse 4, the Greek word philotekinos appears in reference to mothers loving their children. This word represents a special kind of mother love. The idea that flows out of this word is that of caring for our children, nurturing them, affectionately embracing them, meeting their needs, and tenderly befriending each one as a unique gift from the hand of God. Children are a gift from God because they are an investment. This isn't because parents should expect something in return from their kids, but because as one participates in raising children, it produces something of worth. Children teach us how to love and how to give. They help us to learn how to be selfless and sacrificial. However, while the Bible makes it clear that motherhood is a blessing, several things are expected of God-fearing mothers. Here are six of these. 1. Availability. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 to 7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Mothers were expected to be the first and most important spiritual teachers, and given that they were to provide instruction morning, noon, and night, they had to be available. 2. Teaching. Psalm 78, verse 5 and 6. For he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they, in turn, will teach their own children. Mothers are expected to teach the scriptures and a biblical worldview to their children. Fathers, as indicated by Ephesians 6 verse 4, are also expected to participate in this training. Deuteronomy 4 verse 10, never forget the day when you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Sinai, where he told me, summon the people before me and I will personally instruct them. Then they will learn to fear me as long as they live, and they will teach their children to fear me also. 3. Training. Proverbs 22 verse 6 tells us to train a child in the way that he or she should go. This involves helping a child to develop skills, discover strengths, and embrace spiritual gifts. 4. Discipline. Teaching the fear of the Lord, drawing the line consistently, lovingly, firmly. 5. Nurture. Providing an environment of constant verbal support, freedom to fail, acceptance, affection, unconditional love. 6. Modeling with integrity. Living what you say, being a model from which a child can learn by catching the essence of godly living. The Bible never states that every woman should be a mother. However, it does say that those whom the Lord blesses to be mothers should take their responsibility seriously. Mothers have a unique and crucial role in the lives of their children. Motherhood is not a chore or unpleasant task. Just as a mother bears a child during pregnancy, and just as a mother feeds and cares for a child during infancy, so mothers also play an ongoing role in the lives of their children, whether they're adolescents, teenagers, young adults, or even adults with children of their own. While the role of motherhood must change and develop, the love, care, nurture, and encouragement a mother gives should never cease. In Judges 5, Deborah is called a mother in Israel. As far as we know, she did not have children, which raises the question of what this mother role is. How did Deborah mother Israel? And what lessons can we learn from her experience that can be applied both to those who are and those who are not mothers today? A quick reading of Deborah's accomplishments include counsel, inspiration, and leadership. In view of this, Cheryl Exum argues that a mother in Israel is one who brings liberation from oppression, provides protection, and ensures the well-being and security of her people. This is an impressive role for one to play. Father, thank you for the gift of motherhood and the important role mothers play in raising children in the fear and nurture of the Lord. We thank you also for mothers in Israel and the opportunity afforded to women, whether or not they have children, to counsel, to inspire, and to lead. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.